It is the avowed duty and holy responsibility of each generation to assure and secure for all time the existence of the white race upon the face of this planet. Secure the existence of our race. There are some species flourishing on the face of our planet today that have been in existence for over 200 million years. The continued existence of the white race at this time in its history, on the other hand, is extremely precarious, unless we take measures drastically different from the criminally irresponsible program we have been pursuing in the past. It is extremely doubtful whether the white race as such will survive for another 2 or 3 generations. We have observed earlier that the natural enemies of the white race are the colored races in general, and the most deadly of them all is the Jewish race in particular. Our decline has not been due to the inferiority of our race in its ability to maintain itself. On the contrary, our superiority in an out-and-out contest for survival against the colored races is so obvious that we have allowed this to be used against us, to our own detriment, and towards our own ultimate disaster. Our problem has not been lack of strength or lack of ability, but the weakness of compassion, the stupidity of bending over backwards to be more than fair to the inferior, and in general, a muddle-headedness, if not criminal negligence, in guarding that which is most precious. This again is completely contrary to the laws of nature. Nowhere does nature say to any fish, plant, bird, or animal, in deference to the other weaker, less capable species, hold yourself back and give the inferior species a break. Be fair to them. Give them a better chance to multiply at your expense, and let them crowd you from off the face of the earth. But this is exactly what the white race has been doing in its obsession to dispense brotherly love to the inferior scum of the world. Now that our backs are against the wall, we will be forced to throw overboard such suicidal thinking, this soft-headed, mushy, Christian sentimentality must now be replaced by the eternal, iron-fisted laws of nature. We must therefore reorient our thinking completely in this respect. We must not only make sure that our survival on the face of this planet will not ever again be imperiled by our natural enemies, but make deadly certain that it cannot ever be imperiled again. This is the first and the highest law that nature imposes upon us. The means for accomplishing this are set forth in the remainder of the commandments.